Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I'm joined by Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube. And coach, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, thanks, Jerry.
Can you hear me okay? This is only my second time trying to do a remote podcast, so I just want to make sure everything's okay. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
You know, had this conversation with Chris Saylor last week, and it's going to be a fairly similar conversation with you, given the real world that we find ourselves in. But let's start with you and your family. Everybody okay? And how are you guys handling?
We are. We're doing okay. Really, after I left the team last Friday, or actually a week and a half ago, it was like two Fridays, kind of just been with my family, my wife and three kids, and really haven't been around anybody else. So we're sort of quarantining ourselves. We're healthy. We try to get out every day and do some sort of outdoor activity, hikes, scootering, walks in the neighborhood, and a lot of book reading. And I have a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 9-month-old, and we're making do.
I was about to say, if you added up the ages of the three children, it does not come to 10, which makes it makes you sort of a candidate for sainthood, I would guess, at this point.
It's been busy, but it's been fun. It's been a very long time since I've had this much like downtime with the family. So, it's been nice too. So, we're making do.
I'm guessing that downtime is not what you expected to have at this point in time. And I think that, you know, I'm trying to remember the last time we spoke, but was it after the Ivy tournament had been canceled? Yes, it was after the Ivy tournament had been canceled, but before the NCAA tournament was canceled. So your team was still practicing and doing all those things. Mm-hmm. Everything happened so quickly. You know, what do you even remember about the whole couple of days when it all started to unfold?
Yeah, it did. It happened really quickly from when, you know, we learned that the Ivy League tournament was canceled to, you know, we heard that, you know, spring sports were canceled, and then, you know, they were going to allow us to finish out the winter championship season. And then, you know, the next day, you know, the NCAA, said that all the championships have been canceled. So it was within a 2 or 3 day period when all of a sudden, you know, our season's over. And then also just, you know, life as we know it on campus changed, and everyone had to leave. And it was tough. It was heartbreaking for our team, and especially for Bella and Tay, that, you know, their careers were over. And then also, you know, they were leaving college, and it was tough. But we were together, quite a bit during that stretch, and, you know, celebrated, you know, the incredible season we had, and as much as we could in that short amount of time. And just, you know, just wanted to be together. It's like, we didn't want to leave each other. So, it was a whirlwind, and now everybody's back home and safe with their families, and now the student athletes are online taking their classes.
Yeah. So what, I mean, you know, just from your own personal standpoint, what kind of emotions did you have to deal with? Because your team was primed, and who knows what might have happened next.
Yeah. It was tough. Like it was heartbreaking. I felt, you know, just felt really, you know, just sad for our team, and what you think about what could have been. And I felt like we were going to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, we also understood, what was happening, and, you know, just wanted to make sure everybody got home, you know, safely and you know, healthy and their families were. And, so we understood the gravity of it all. But still we're thinking, like, you know, it was tough, you know, the weekend when we should have been playing in the Ivy League tournament, and then last weekend where we should have had an NCAA game. Like I said to Bella and Taylor, I think, you know, they left an incredible legacy, for Princeton women's basketball, and, you know, we're going to always play for them and the season that careers that were cut short.
So, I mean, if you think about it, when we talked about Bella getting the school record for points in a career and the inevitability of it, given that there was at least one, probably two Ivy League tournament games to be played and then an NCAA tournament game, she had all these games piled up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got it in what turned out to be her second to last game, which is not anything
yeah.
anybody would have imagined at the time. If you think back to your career as a player, as a coach, you have so many experiences to draw on where you've won championships, but also times where you've lost games, and I'm sure there's games that stand out and stay with you that got away, that sort of haunt you a bit. Is there anything from those emotions that you can take with you into a situation like this where you didn't lose, you just never got the chance to play?
Different emotions. There was a lot of, you know, emotions in our team room when we had to tell them that, you know, the Ivy League tournament and the season was over. And, you know, every situation is different, and you just, you know, you can definitely draw on those experiences, but, there's different, just different women in the locker room that, are thinking different things, and, some take it, really tough, and others are, you know, maybe called stronger, but, you I wasn't thinking about myself and what could have been. I just was thinking about, our seniors and our team that, just couldn't see this season to its fruition. And, it was difficult. It's probably one of the more difficult locker rooms I've ever been in. But the team, you know, the team rallied around the seniors and we're strong, and we got to have a little, end of season sort of, pizza get together with everyone and just celebrated our year. It was, you know, it was a tremendous, tremendous year. And even though it got cut short, we still needed to, you know, enjoy it. One of my assistants, Lauren Dillon, made a really great slideshow, and it was fun to sort of reflect and look back on the amazing, season we had.
Yeah, so that's where I was going next, actually, is the social media content that you guys put out, and, you know, a highlight film and a lot of really nice pieces that sort of showcase what a special year it was. 26-1. The only loss in overtime to Iowa, who is a nationally ranked team, comfortably in the national top 25, really high RPI, a lot of great accomplishments in your first season at Princeton, segueing away from the bitterness or the disappointment, not bitterness, I don't think anybody's bitter about it, I think they understand, but, you know, the sadness related to not being able to have an NCAA tournament run. Let's look at the big picture of your first year at Princeton. Team also led the nation in scoring defense, which, you know, from the first time that you arrived on campus, you talked about defense. What are the takeaways beyond just, the numbers? What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about Princeton? What did you learn about the Ivy League? And what's your sense from your first year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel so I feel so grateful. I feel to be at this institution and to represent Princeton every day and every chance we get to play on the court, and I always talked about with our team to play a brand of basketball that respects the game and respects our opponents and shows Princeton in a really just in a really great light, and I think we did that and accomplished that, and I had a blast. I had so much fun getting to know our players. You know, they've really become a part of my family. It's not something that that happens as soon as you step on campus, but it takes it takes time, and I thought my staff did a tremendous job. Getting the group together, I thought our chemistry was just awesome. I enjoyed being with them you know, every second that I could, and you could see the way that they enjoyed being with each other and how hard they, you know, they played together and played for each other, and you know, just really proud of that. I'm still getting to know Princeton. There's so much for me to still learn about the university, and you know, I was looking forward to, you know, the postseason and being on campus and you know, not having the stresses of, you know, getting ready for, you know, the season like you do in the fall, and what it's like, you know, during the season that you're so sort of focused on, you know, on your team. I was looking forward to sort of branching out, you know, all over campus, and not going to be able to do that this spring, but it's, yeah, I'm looking forward to many great years here. Like I said, I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity, and yeah, I think I learned a lot about the Ivy League and how great it is and how competitive, you know, every game was. A lot of great coaches. We need to be, you know, every game really just dialed in, locked in, and prepared. And you know, it wasn't easy going, you know, 14-0, but you know, I thought the team was always ready to rise up for every challenge. So really, yeah, really proud of, you know, what we did. And, you know, it yeah, there's this mark on this season that it didn't, you know, we didn't get to see it till its end, but it's one that I know I'll never forget.
Are there things about Princeton athletics or Princeton University beyond just the women's basketball program that have really stood out to you from your first year being here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of just like resources and people that are always, you know, willing to lend a hand. They call it a, you know, team around a team, and it's so true. And I've never experienced anything like that. You know, from professors to people in athletics to you know, the residential colleges to the dean's office, and it's amazing. You know, you always feel you know, that you're really, really supported. I know that my team feels that way too. Our student athletes feel, you know, really supported, and I feel that way. And yeah, you just always feel like the parts around you are really, really strong. And yeah, I think, you know, I think that's one of the best things about Princeton. It's the people around you, you know, always smiling and happy to be on this campus. And yeah, it's been such a great, you know, I think it's like 10 months now that I've been here, and just looking forward to the future.
Have you talked about the future? Have you started, I assume you have, at least in your head, started considering what the 2020-21 team might look like? you know, players coming back, obviously the huge loss of Bella Allery, also Taylor Bauer, but returning everybody else, Carly Littlefield, the two-time first-team All-Ivy League selection, Julia Cunningham's a returning starter, and Ellie Mitchell had a great freshman year. I can go down the whole roster of kids who contributed. A lot of these players have played together when Bella's been hurt, so they've had some experience without her. You got some new players coming in. I assume you've started to think about what this is all going to look like next year. Also keeping in mind that you're in a very competitive league where it seems like, you know, a lot of these teams are on the upswing.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know, you start looking forward to the future, and I think our future is bright. I'm you know, very excited to have the team that we have, you know, coming back, some players with some great experience, and I think some players that didn't get as many minutes. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're, you know, capable of doing next year. You know, I think our team's going to work really hard this spring and summer, and you know, looking forward to the season ahead. Yeah, we have three really, I think, really impact freshmen coming in as well. And yeah, I think we'll, you know, our staff will work hard to, you know, to to put the pieces together and figure out, you know, who we're going to be. But, you know, like I said in my first press conference, we're going to be all about defense, and that's never going to change. And, we've got some really great, players that love that end of the floor. So, hopefully that won't dip at all.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you for this and also for being with us during the season here. Again, really sorry that your team didn't get a chance to see what might have been, but still one of the more special teams that Prince Athletics has had in recent memory. And congratulations on that. Congratulations on a great first season.
Yeah, thanks, Dre, and I appreciate you. And it's been a fun year talking Princeton hoops with you.
So we'll do it again. Maybe we'll pick one up a few weeks from now, see where things are, and maybe one over the summer, maybe, and then we'll be back as long as you want to be. We'll be back next year, week by week as the season goes along.
Sounds good.
Very good. You enjoy the rest of your time with your family, and hopefully everybody's able to get out and about and be safe soon enough.
Yes, thanks so much, Jerry.
For Princeton Head Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for being with us here, not just today, but all season long on Conversations with Carla. And thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.